News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. Prosecutors say they want the death penalty for a man accused of a New Year's Eve murder in Clay County. 22-year-old Taylor Hill pleaded not guilty Monday to charges that he killed two people and wounded another during the shooting on Lori Loop Drive. Police say Liza Dukes and Jay Wooten died in a dispute that started over stolen clothes. Wooten's son Shane was wounded. Duke's sister tells News 4 Jax she's okay with the death penalty, but believes God will impose the ultimate punishment. A report says parents at a Clay County Junior High are concerned after their kids got sick after eating some homemade bread during a school presentation and later tested positive for THC. Action News Jax says three sets of parents have told the school about what happened to their kids. The school district says it's looking into the matter and can't comment further. Parents want more rules about food that's brought into school. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Florida's Everglades, a sportsman's paradise, an angler's wonderland, and a big part of Florida's economy. But today, Florida's Everglades is on life support. Florida is doing its part, but now the politicians in Washington are dragging their feet. Don't let Florida's Everglades get swamped by D.C. politics. Visit EvergladesFoundation.org to learn how you can help. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're starting to get some slow traffic headed downtown. Mike, what do you see?
Hi, there is some slow traffic on I-10 eastbound.
Thanks, Mike. That's I-10 eastbound headed towards downtown. Add about 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything on the roads, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today and warm, the high 85. There'll be a few clouds tonight with a low of 63. Right now, 68. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Proposed legislation from Tallahassee will require couples to read a privately produced guide to a healthy marriage as a condition of getting a marriage license. The Duval County GOP responded to an attack that took place over the weekend. And New Hampshire primary is today. Polls show Bernie Sanders leads Democrats in New Hampshire. National polls show Sanders leading Biden by 7 points.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, do we get like a reprieve if Bernie or whoever wins tonight? I mean, if Buttigieg or Bernie wins, okay, it's going to be typical, whatever. If Biden comes out on top, now this is going to be the news for the whole week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a fun election season regardless, because you talk about Sanders. He says some things that are just outlandish. Of course, the president's known for that as well.
Yeah, but you want to know something?
Biden's completely unscripted.
Yeah, that's one thing I do like about Biden. He's unscripted. Bernie doesn't need a script either. But anyway.
Right.
705, good morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600. The Duval County chair of the GOP, Dean Black, did a... I got to play this clip. Never mind. Anyway, I'm going to play you the clip here in just a moment. I wish Donald Trump had invaded his body yesterday when I saw this clip. It looked like somebody was running for office, and I think he did need to address. I think in some cases he did a good job. Mayor Linda Curry got up, spoke, and got down. And by the way, I like how the mayor did it. I don't always have to agree with all the mayor stuff does, but I mean, when you do something good, he does it. Everybody else, I just got some questions about this whole press conference thing that I have to call it the way it is. Many of you know that there was a big, to us it's a big thing, to the media it's, day four. If this had been a Trump supporter running over a Duval County or whatever county, a Democratic registration tent, this would be all over the news. But it happens to the Republican Party, it might make the news. So we'll get all of this coming up. 831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB. Let's continue on with the news. Big surveys come out from Small Business says that if any Democrat, as you know, excuse me, New Hampshire primary, now we're going to Nevada, Super Tuesday coming up in the month of March here in the state of Florida. When it comes to small business, is there any Democrats that could actually take on Trump or overtake Trump? Yahoo Finance.
Former Michael Bloomberg. And there's a new poll that says if it basically looks at the various Democrats and matches them up against President Trump. And apparently among small business owners, Bloomberg was the only one who surpassed Trump.
Again, this according to a new poll. I think Gallup was also involved in his poll. Michael Bloomberg is the only candidate According to small business owners, that could actually beat Trump 52-48. But 77% of small business owners say they like the current economic conditions in the U.S. Rick Newman on this panel says a lot of people I talk to don't like Trump's personality, but they do like the way he is dealing when it comes to small business.
I interact a lot with business owners on Yahoo Finance. They email me and let me know in other ways what they think of the stuff I write about Trump. One thing you hear over and over from business owners is don't particularly like the guy, but his policies are helpful, especially when they talk about regulation. It's not just a tax cut, but regulation.
I mean, so Mike Bloomberg, but even when I looked at the poll, the other numbers, Roger, even some of the more liberal Democrats weren't that far down. And I wonder, listen, I understand the issue of polling. It was online polling. I do believe it. I don't know if more Democrats might have been polled. I don't know. By the way, not all small business owners are conservative. Let's be honest there.
Right.
Look at Wall Street. They're certainly not conservative. Having said this, I wonder if the reason why is it people. I'm always fascinated by this discussion of capitalism, or should we say small business ownership, which would be the right terminology, versus the word socialism, and having more people want government intervention of sick pay, time leave when it comes to the minimum wage. I just wonder, are we too busy trying to have a discussion on the merits of economics, which is great?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, why not having the merits of why do you got to be in the business of telling small businesses what they have to do all the time?
And it's very, very regulatory for these small businesses to be able to operate, and they don't necessarily have a ton of capital because, you know, they're a mom-and-pop operation. They're just trying to pay their own mortgages, and you have all these regulations, one size fits all, to these smaller businesses. It can hurt them. So.
Yeah.
This is a report from CNN. If you add up your proposal for Medicare for All and the Green New Deal and cancellation of all student debt and a guaranteed federal jobs program, all things that you've proposed, that comes to $60 trillion in new spending over 10 years.
Host of Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace, exposing the Bernie Sanders plan.
Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan estimates, projects that over the next 10 years, right now, the federal government will spend a total of $52 trillion in new spending. You're would more than double that.
Yeah, it would double that. But of course, when it comes to the most important issue to Bernie Sanders, the Green New Deal, he goes, despite what you may think, we're going to create 20 million brand new jobs.
In terms of climate change, I do propose a lot of money. And you know why? Because the scientists are telling us the future of the planet is at stake. You see what's happening in Puerto Rico. You see what's happening in Australia right now. What the scientists are telling us is we have an existential crisis. How much do you think it's going to cost when we have more and more extreme weather disturbances? What do you think it's going to cost right in food production when we increase drought? And the green...
By the way, can I stop right there? You know, we've had nasty droughts throughout the history of this country.
Mm-hmm.
We had them in the early, under Calvin Coolidge, one of the worst of all time. What was the global warming? What was the man-made contribution to that? So, I mean, I'm just saying, when you look at some of the worst hurricanes, it happened before all of these vehicles came on the road. But I digress. Okay, more with the clip.
New Deal, by the way, creates up to 20 million good-paying jobs, transforming our energy system away.
All right, so let me ask this question. I've seen this happen. I've seen where numbers have fudged. Let me explain this, and I'll try to make a short clip about this and see what you guys think. Technically, jobs will be created under a Green New Deal, but jobs will be lost. Having said this, the jobs lost, if let's say it's the Roger Henderson found private organization of fracking that does all of this, and the government comes in and says, no, we're going to get off all of that nonsense. We're going to get on solar and wind and energy. But Roger, all the people that we're going to lay off at your company, we're going to hire them, but through the federal government. Now, technically, are you creating jobs?
You are creating jobs. Will these jobs pay as much as the jobs that they left? You could work in an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico in Louisiana, and you're making six figures.
No.
Okay,
you say, wait. I just said I'm laying off your workers.
Okay.
Same work, but I'm going to hire them through the federal government.
Same work?
Same work. Well, hold on. Let me ask you. What's the difference between a doctor having private practice and then the doctor going to work for the government for the Medicare for All? What's except for incomes being cut, what's the difference? He's still a doctor, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm laying your guys off.
Okay.
In other words, Roger,
I was thinking
the government's I'm overtaking your industry.
Okay, that's called nationalizing.
Right. So I'm going to hire them.
Okay.
But is that technically creating a new job?
No.
Bingo. Let me tell you what I've seen. I've seen Chamber of Commerce's and Economic Development Commissions in certain counties in Florida. Let's say in the city of Volusia County, let's or Orlando, you got Pine Hills or Crime Hills, and then you have another area, or let's say in Jacksonville, you got Mandarin, and then you've got, give me another city, San Marco.
Okay.
In Brevard County, you've got Cocoa and Nassau, okay, or Melbourne. So let's say a county in Melbourne, Florida, or Orlando, one city in the county closes up shop, but they move to another city in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just had 14 jobs created. No, they just moved to another city. There were no brand new jobs. They just moved to a new city. In other words, they fudged the numbers. To me, I think there will be some jobs created, but when you overlook it, I mean, the government does create jobs, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. I will have to explain that. They do create jobs, but it's not the jobs. We want more of the private sector jobs
right.
to be created. But my guess what I'm getting at, with, and I don't want to bore the audience, is that we're going to lay off a bunch of workers, but then again, when we nationalize, we're going to call job creation.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought that what he was suggesting is shut down, you know, the traditional energy jobs, working, like, for example, in oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, he's going to do that, too.
Or the coal industry, where you're making anywhere between $60,000 and $150,000 a year, and then get a government job where you're making, like, $35,000 a year.
Well, I mean, I think they're going to do that as well. So, okay. But they're still going to have to move some over for the other here.
When Donald J. Trump was elected president November 2016, the Dow Jones average was at 18,000. Mm-hmm. Today, it may hit 29,000 industrials. That has added $12.8 trillion to the value of American business.
That's Fox Business Network's Stuart Varney out there, where underneath the Trump economy, almost $13 trillion has been added to American businesses out there. But the host of Mad Money, Jim Cramer, says we must live in two different worlds out there. All this wealth being created under Trump, and Democrats just refuse to see it.
$12 trillion has been created wealth. The Democrats saying that that wealth is not so-called trickle down. It's not helping for people in transportation costs, student loans, prescription drugs. It's almost like we're dealing with two different countries. I mean, you've got a country where the president cites all these people that at great employment and taking regulations away and the wealth being created. Then the Democrats saying, listen, it's not being created for our people.
So what does he mean by our people?
Maybe he's talking about shipping jobs overseas, or I don't know. Well,
those people. Okay. Remember, or they, right?
So
the question I keep asking, and I think it's a very valid question, Roger, that if you want to go down this road by saying, okay, fine, because you know the left's going to sit back and say, well, all this is done is hit the top of income levels, but it hasn't trickled down. Listen, this is how you look at it, okay? Again, without getting boring. If you've got a full-time job and your job outlook looks like, hey, I'm going to be there for quite a few years, mm-hmm. that means the economy's doing better. Company's got more money to spend. That's the reason why you got a job. You got more benefits. That is trickling down. You got more hours we got for vacation. You mm-hmm. get a little bonus pay. That means you've got more income coming in. Uh-oh, but wait a second. It doesn't matter. Listen to this by CNN. This is their economic correspondent, that if wages, as you do know, the reports out there show, wages have gone up, and even for those of lower income, it's not because of the Trump economy. It's because of these states that have had mandated minimum wage increases.
There has been some decent wage growth in the very low end of the spectrum, but also because so many states, a record number of states, have raised their minimum wages. So at the very low end of the income ladder, because states have acted, not the federal government, but states, you're seeing wages rise there.
So she says that the reason why that these lower income individuals' incomes are rising is because of the mandated minimum wage, like you see in Washington State, New York, also in California. Oh, by the way, could happen in the state of Florida if passed this year. I love the spin in all this, Roger. Again, if wages are going... By the way, how are the wages going up in Florida? We haven't invoked a higher minimum wage there.
Exactly. And when Trump first announced his pay, his tax cuts, people were getting $1,000 bonuses.
Part-timers.
That's not a minimum wage issue because nobody mandated a $1,000 bonus.
Coming up next, should you be required to have a moment of silence in a school prayer in the state of Florida? Not school prayer, but that's what the atheists are calling that. We'll have all of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600 coming up next. I want to play for you the clip yesterday from the chairman of the Duval County Republican Party, Dean Black, over an incident that should not have happened. We're a crazy guy, but we got a little inside information from one of our friends. Said that this was a Bernie Sanders supporter, but we have no proof of that. That ran over a voter registration. I have some questions that are not making sense about this on both sides, by the way. 831-0600. We'll have all, listen to the quote campaign speech, some are calling it, by Dean Black yesterday. where some people are emailing me going, I wish we could have seen a little more Trump in Dean Black yesterday. We'll get into all this coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
King Parkway northbound between Main Street and 95, cars are totally stopped. An extra 7 minutes. That's King Parkway northbound between Main Street and 95. And 95 southbound, right before University, the right lane is blocked, so add about 5 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today and warm, the high 85. There'll be a few clouds tonight with a low of 63. Right now, 68.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Decoding diabetes doesn't have to be a nightmare. If you or a loved one have type 2 diabetes, you don't have to miss this free informational luncheon presented by Jacksonville Center for Clinical Research, Wednesday, February 12th at 11:30 a.m. at the Salem Center on Bonneville Road. Did you know that 1 out of every 10 people have diabetes and 1 out of 4 don't even know they have the disease? Come learn from Sharon Smith, RN, a certified diabetes educator, about why the food pyramid doesn't work. Learn what the best foods are to help manage blood sugars. Learn about the latest diet craze, intermittent fasting. Hear case studies about real patients who are reversing their diabetes based on these tips. The luncheon will be held at the Salem Center and lunch will be provided, but space is limited, so please RSVP. Visit jacksresearch.com/events. This seminar will be held on Wednesday, February 12th at 11:30 a.m. at the Salem Center at 7235 Bonneville Road. That's jacksresearch.com/events.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Duval GOP responded to an attack that took place over the weekend. The New Hampshire primary is today. Polls show Bernie Sanders is leading Democrats in New Hampshire. National polls show Sanders is leading Joe Biden by 7 points. And a moment of silence for the Florida schools is making its way through the Florida legislature.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
First, the man is in jail after police say he plowed into a Republican voter registration tent.
27-year-old Gregory Tim walked into the courtroom with a smile on his face, then gave our cameras a head nod before sitting down. Tim is accused of driving this older model van into a tent in the Kernan Village Shopping Center Saturday afternoon, where a Republican Party group was attempting to register people to vote.
Now, we're going to be covering that coming up in the next few minutes because there's a lot of the clips that we want to play here. So, anyway, 904-831-0600. As you know, we are getting in the middle of session in Tallahassee. A lot of bills being floated around and what to do with certain issues out there. Roger, we cover, whether it's with the homeless community and other areas, we talk about mental and substance abuse. Mm-hmm. And for example, if there's a tragedy used with a gun, instead of sometimes blaming, you know, whatever may happen, I've always been fascinated by the question, okay, was there any mental or substance abuse?
Right.
And I think that's something, I just wonder if this has been such under the radar. Here on our Newsmaker line, Natalie Kelly is the CEO of the Florida Association of Managing Entities. And what she, Nancy, you've said that these are, the managing entities are local, they're not for profit, with boards that trying to help out state and federal funds It's not like the sexiest of all issues when you talk about this, but I mean, this does have, without no pun intended, there's a lot of substance to what you guys are talking about for certain legislation. Explain.
I certainly will. First of all, thank you for inviting me to the show to talk about Florida's behavioral health system. You know, we actually have a model for the nation. It is a very unique model for that other states don't even have. And the reason is this. What it does, it actually provides or finds services, mental health and substance abuse services, and youth providers all around the state that provide these services for individuals that have no other means to pay. So what we're seeing in the state of Florida, if you have private insurance, you can get services. If you have private pay, you can pay for it yourself. You have services. If you have Medicaid, you have services. However, those individuals that fall through the cracks, they fall into what they call the safety net system here in Florida. This safety net system was created a few years ago under Jeb Bush, where he basically said, no more Tallahassee. What we want to do is we want these services to come down to the community. Let the community make the decisions what the needs are. And from there, those managing entities will locate those providers to make sure that those taxpayer dollars are getting used for what the purpose is. And then we come and collect that data and allow DCF to utilize that data.
Now, Natalie, you're talking my language, and I agree with you. I mean, I was covering Jeb Bush back then, and this is an interesting story you brought up again. Gives more input on a local level. Tell me, when you talk about managing entities, again, helping out those with substance abuse and mental health, you talk about homeless, veterans, children, families. Is there, and this may be like, Ed, that's a duh question. Everybody would know the answer. But tell me, what group at a lot of those compared, just for statistics sake, what probably has the biggest area of mental and substance abuse? Is it more of our veterans? Is it more of our homeless community or what?
So this is a huge issue. So you're talking about mental health, okay? So you just mentioned it for veterans, for children, just for individuals. But we're also talking about substance abuse. We're talking about the opiate crisis. You know, you heard all about the opiate crisis. We're talking about other types of addictions. And now one of the biggest areas of concern, since you asked me that question, is suicide. We're seeing an increase of suicides here in the state of Florida. So these services that we provide, we locate those right services, and they're called wraparound services. And they come in and they actually help that individual. This is more of a, instead of just a treatment, let them go, this is more of a holistic approach where if an individual needs housing, you know, in order for that person to really recover, they need a secure and stable place to live. And so we find those providers to provide that service. And what's even better, we want these individuals to become productive citizens in the state. So how do you do that? You give them the tools to go find employment. You don't give them employment. You give them the tools to get employed. How do you do that? You find those services that call for resume writing, you know, how to dress for a job or interview, that type of thing. That's what's really important, and that's what makes us different than any other type of program or any type of, like, medical insurance.
By the way, you can go, she has a lot of this on Facebook. You can go to the Florida Association of Managing Entities out there. Hey, you talked about suicide, what is the group that, are we seeing an upswing, as you just said, among that? Are we seeing that a lot among young people as well? Or what group do we see that where the increase is taking place?
Yes, you're seeing an increase of suicide with children. And do you know what happened? And I'm going to ask you this question. Do you know what happened 2 years ago this Friday?
It would have been the Parkland shooting.
That's it, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. And because of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and the legislature came in, and within 1.5 weeks, God bless them, because this was difficult. They found $404 million to make our schools safe. And also a part of that was mental health funding. I'm telling you, that's what we were missing. But not just within schools. It's mental health funding in the community for those students to go to when it is after school or during the interim, and not just for the students, but for the family. So when you see a student going through problems, maybe it's just not that student going through a problem. Maybe they have a family environment that is going through that. So what the managing entities do, some of these school districts, smartly so, contract with the managing entities. Well, why do they do that? Because we know the right providers. If you do have an influx of suicide in your area, then we will find that right provider to provide that service. But this allows schools to do what they do best, and that is to teach, and to allow managing entities to do what we do best, and that is to manage behavioral health services for students.
Now, Natalie, your Facebook page is all over it. I see it. Is there a website where people can find out more information on this?
Well, we have a website that is under construction.
Okay.
You can go to our Facebook.
Facebook's great.
It's simple as this. Google Florida Managing Entities. And you can. There will be a map that will come up under DCF. You can Google Florida Department of Children and Families. A map will come up, and you can actually see where you're from. If you live in Ocala, you can see the managing entities that's in your area. If you live in Jacksonville, you can see that. And again, what is so special is Tallahassee is not making the decisions on services
local levels,
for those
yeah.
individuals in Jacksonville.
It's local level, and I love it. Exactly. By the way, Natalie, hey Roger, the acronym is FAME, F-A-M-E. How can you forget that? So anyway,
okay.
Just go to Facebook.com.
Please don't sing the song.
Listen, I can't sing. That's why I talk for a living, Natalie. Just go to the Florida Association of Managing Entities on Facebook. I got to run. Natalie Kelly is the CEO of the Florida Association of Managing Entities. When you talk about more local input, I'm telling you, that resonates with a lot of listeners. Natalie, I'm glad you came on this morning.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Which, you know what? I was thinking, man, we're just kind of giving updates of what's going on. And when she talks about, hey, you know, don't let Tallahassee run everything. This needs to be more done on the local level. My ears pop up.
Okay.
Because it can be done much better locally. So we'll have a lot more of this coming up next. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Coming up next, I want to play this clip from the Duval County GOP chair, Dean Black, responding to the incident that took place about their registration from the Republican Party being run over. I got some questions I want to be answered that just make me go, See if some of you might agree or disagree. Coming up next, Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Polls are now open in New Hampshire, home of the first in the nation primary. All eyes will be focused on results in about 12 hours. When the polls close this evening, to see if the results will be any faster than the Iowa caucus debacle last week. Meanwhile, Iowa Democrat Party Chair Troy Price says he's considering requests from two campaigns who want them to check the caucus vote counts from last week against paper records to ensure they were reported accurately. Those campaigns were Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. Hundreds of thousands across Iran marking the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution today amid some of the highest tensions between Tehran and the U.S. in the past four decades. While Iranian President Hassan Rouhani gave a speech in Tehran's iconic Azadi Square denouncing the U.S., he also focused on parliamentary elections coming up. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Lateman. President Trump wants to spend $93 million to finish the deepening of Jacksport Harbor. The money is part of the president's 2021 budget, and it's the first time Washington has offered to pay for the project that would deepen the channel to 47 feet. Mayor Lenny Curry says it's a significant step for Jacksport's future if Congress approves the spending. The deeper channel near the Blount Island Container Terminal could accommodate larger so-called Panamax cargo ships sailing in from Asia and other ports around the world. A special committee looking at the failed potential sale of JEA has started its work. Four members of the city council who want to get to the bottom of the troubles at JEA are promising their investigation will be fair and open. Among the questions members will try to answer is just how much the problems have cost taxpayers and whether employees who raised concerns were intimidated by their bosses. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Can the economy get even better in a second Trump term? We'll discuss in studio with Trump advisor Stephen Moore on the next America First with me, Dr. G. Then recap the State of the Union with former special assistant to the president, Boris Epstein, and former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker will analyze the potential Senate acquittal of the president. Plus, as usual, our weekly crazy California update with Los Angeles radio host Jennifer Horn.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt, there's some slow traffic and an extra 5 minutes. That's I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt. And we're still dealing with King Parkway northbound between Main Street and 95. The on-ramp is closed and traffic is totally stopped. And an extra 7 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, sunshine mixed with clouds and a high of 85. Partly cloudy this evening with a low of 63. Currently, 68 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The New Hampshire primary is today, and polls show Bernie Sanders is leading among Democrats in New Hampshire. National polls say Sanders is leading Biden by 7 points. A moment of silence for Florida schools is making its way through the Florida legislature. And a small business survey says the only Democrat that could be President Trump in November is former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
W-B-O-B. Now, this assailant wasn't registered to vote. He didn't have much of a social media presence. And the Duval County Democrats released a statement saying, "We're thankful that the perpetrator of this cowardly act has been apprehended by police and continue to call for civility during this election cycle." Good for them for condemning. But that sentiment wouldn't have been enough had the shoe been on the other foot. Now, it's important to note that there has essentially been no response from the Democrat 2020 candidates about this, who claim to care so deeply about such issues.
Host of The Ingram Angle, Laura Ingram. 34 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. This all boils around of what we know about the driver, Gregory Tim, who pretty much the story, if those of you that have not been following it, I mean, where you guys living? In the city of Jacksonville over the weekend, the Duval County GOP was having a voter registration. I think down near Beach, I don't remember, near Sandalwood at a Walmart.
Right.
The MAGA hat must have triggered somebody. The MAGA hat country, Roger, must have triggered somebody.
Right.
And evidently, he ran over the tent, filmed it after he got out of the car, filmed it, kind of gave the fingers. And then some of you, I'll get to the point of the, in a moment about the head nod. You know, give a head nod to the camera in jail. I think that's probably a reason why the judge probably jacked up his bail.
Okay.
Because they don't like any disrespect in the court.
Right.
It's like, if you don't believe me, look like you just got done digging a ditch and going in front of a judge. See how lightly he lets you off, okay? Compared to someone who dresses up like Roger does. So anyway, so the bottom line, give a head nod. He ran over. He's been charged with aggravated assault. And what was the other one he was charged? Suspended. Okay, hold on. Two counts of aggravated assault on a person 65 or older and one account of criminal mischief. Now, I got a lot of questions that need to be answered here. Here is the Duval GOP chairman, Dean Black. Now, I want you guys to listen to this. I watched this yesterday. Roger notified me about this. Remember when, and I'm, this is kind of, and I just, I'm going to have a little fun here. I get along well with Dean Black. I get along a lot with a lot of Democrats as well. I don't agree with them, but I get along with them. Remember the criticism about President Trump that he wasn't presidential enough the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like Trump the way Trump is. Could he do it without the language? I agree. Was he angry? Yes. It was a 2-hour press conference. He could have done within an hour without beating the heck out of everybody. No one gives a flip about Mitt Romney, okay, and all that. But I get why he's angry. But just, hey, let's do it. Let's move on. Listen to this. And when I listen to this, I sit back and go, dadgum, I wish Trump was giving this speech. You just, I think there's a little bit of overacting here. A little Al Pacino, you know, going on. You know what he overacts and say? Just listen to clip number 11.
Did not have to fear physical injury or worse to express political beliefs in America. We are outraged. We are outraged. We are outraged.
Wow.
This is not who we are.
By the way, this was an 18-minute press conference, 80% him. My question, and by the way, the mayor spoke, and I'll tell you one thing about Mayor Lenny Curry, I like it when he's unscripted. He got up, said a few things, and didn't talk any longer. This was all Dean Black. Okay, which is fine. He's the spokesperson.
He's the chairman of the GOP.
Here's a couple questions. Why weren't the people that almost got run over, why weren't they able to talk? I wanted to hear from them. Here's another question. Why is it just aggravated assault? I'm just going by what was said. I mean, this guy that committed this, you know what, ought to be used as an example. Put him away, give his bail. I mean, gives a head nod like he's all cool. What a smart aleck.
Right.
All right? I'd make him do a lot of community service. But, I mean, he needs to go to jail. But having said that, why didn't the charge of attempted murder take place?
You know, it's important that you bring that out. We talked about that before the air shift. I honestly... You know, I'm puzzled. Maybe I can theorize all day long. I've got no substantial, you know, any evidence at all to point to it. But maybe it wasn't attempted murder. Maybe he allowed them to get out of the way first and just wanted their. So who knows?
Okay, here's more of the clip.
We draw a line in the sand right here, right now, because if this is where we begin this election, where in God's name, where would it end?
Well, he did have a little bit of Trump there. Where in God's name? There we go. Why does God always have to be injected in these conversations? All right, more of the clip.
Be clear. This was a partisan political attack.
Now, I got to stop right there for a second. This was an attack on the surface against the Duval County GOP. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, obviously, that's every indication that's what
happened. Now, I got an email from a listener saying that our good friend Karen Morton, I guess, or somebody I don't know if Karen has said this or not, that they've seen this guy before.
Oh, really?
That's what one friend of the show had said. I don't know if that to be. I can't verify that. According to Florida records, this kid's not even registered in the state of Florida. We don't even know what party is, if he even is registered.
Had he been a criminal and had a record, he would have been registered.
That's right. Having said this, my question, before, I mean, sorry. When Dean Black goes, this was a partisan attack, well, partisan attack from who? Is that a valid question?
Well, maybe he did not like the Republican Party, saw the signage, and decided he wanted to mow it down.
But when you
that
think,
would be accurate.
When you think of a partisan attack... I think of, okay, where did the partisan attack come from? I mean, this kid's a member of a union. Okay. I'm not blaming the unions. The Democrats have come out and say, hey, listen, we agree with the Republicans on this, man. We don't think any of this should happen. But a partisan attack as far as what?
The root word of partisan is party. So maybe he had a problem with the Republican Party.
But here's more of the clip.
Do not make excuses for him.
I don't know. Who's making excuses for him?
I hinted that he was mentally ill yesterday, so maybe he was referring to me. I don't know. Doubt it, but...
Wow!
But if you call someone mentally ill...
He looked mentally ill.
You're saying that he's not responsible for his actions because he was not all there mentally.
Well, so if Dean Black was calling you out, then I gotta agree with Dean Black. Okay. Anyway, more of the clip.
It's clear from the facts themselves.
Okay. It's clear from the facts themselves, but...
An investigation is ongoing... And we will await further information. If you make it...
Well, if the facts are already out there, then we don't need an investigation. I'm just... Folks, follow me for a second here, because I
maybe not all the facts were there.
The bottom line is, if this had been Trump, hey, listen, we had some sort of idiot come by, mentally deranged, probably a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Everybody's got their own personality. You can't expect Dean Black to be Donald Trump.
But here's the point. Yeah, I can. Mayor Lenny Curry was Mayor Lenny Curry. I would listen to Mayor Curry on here. The bottom line, people don't want to act like you're running for office here. Just be plain spoken.
I think that Dean Black, in fairness, as chairman of the Duval GOP, had to make a statement, had to be emphatic about it. He had to show some anger. I mean, they're going after his campaign workers for crying out loud.
I agree with that.
He definitely was angry, and I can't blame him for that.
Why didn't any of the volunteer workers talk yesterday?
Maybe they were too traumatized.
One of them was
an elderly senior citizen.
They were there at the meeting yesterday, from what I was told. Here's more of the clip.
Excuses. This clear line in the sand that should be drawn today will be fuzzy. And the warning that should echo across the land will be blurred.
My word.
If you are outraged and determined as we are.
Now, this is where I'm actually getting some emails from listeners that because whenever time there's a, you know, let me, an attack is an attack. Whenever time there's an attack against, let's say a verbal attack, or there's a gun incident that somebody could have been. The Democrats are always using this as a fundraiser, are they not?
They do.
Yes.
And they call it domestic terrorism.
Yeah. And they get, and by the way, many of you criticize the Democrats for using a tragedy, whether somebody got, and we're thankful that nobody got injured here. Mm-hmm. But listen to what Dean Black says.
Help us. You can go to DuvalGOP.com and volunteer.
I would have loved that right there. Volunteer.
We will not be deterred. And if you don't live here, go to DuvalGOP.com, contribute, support us.
That's where it got some of my listeners go, hey, you know what? They were just saying, you know, Ed, you call out Democrats for trying to take advantage of a tragedy, whether somebody get in to raise money. And some were saying that's what Dean Black was doing.
Couldn't
yesterday.
An argument be made, though, that after this attempt that some volunteers may be a little afraid for their safety?
No, not at all. I think you can get more volunteers.
And they need volunteers and money to take care of
them. No, sir. More people. I want to show up to these events. When somebody goes after somebody wearing a MAGA hat, the majority of people, what did they say on this radio show? Hey, Ed, can you get me a MAGA hat? We will not be intimidated. And nor should they.
Now we will take questions.
Now this was the best part right here. On the Facebook, when the questions came around, they shut it off. In other words, you couldn't. This was on Facebook. They shut it off on Facebook.
Okay. Facebook shut it off?
Not Facebook. The Duval County GOP didn't want the questions being asked.
I see.
So this, by the way, Ed, where'd you get this clip? I got it from the media. Listen to this is what he says now.
Now we will take questions. Please confine all questions to the subject matter of today's gathering. No other questions will be allowed.
He sounds like the sergeant at arms there, which I like. Dean Black, I get along with him. All I'm saying is that this sounds like it was red. It was 18 minutes of more him. It sounded like he was running for office. And by the way, I've heard rumors he might want, which is fine. Actually, he would be a good addition
Mayor
for the
Curry
city of Jacksonville.
Started off as a
kid. No. Mayor Curry does not do speeches like that. We are outraged. Come on. I think people would have liked a Trump response. Trump wouldn't. So I know everybody has its own thing. The bottom line is hey, this was an outrage. We didn't need to be using trying to sound like we're William F. Buckley writing an article here. I think Dean would come out and say, and I like Dean.
You have a lot in common. His first name is your last name.
Yeah, but anyway, our personalities are different. But people would prefer more street language. Not foul language, but a more like, hey, listen, what this guy did was wrong. We need to get to the bottom of this. And my question is, I would be asking Melissa Nelson or the sheriff's office, why wasn't he charged with attempted murder? The volunteers, why wouldn't they speak? The partisan attack? Okay, I don't know. Who knows where the partisan attack? I mean, if you really want to have fun, this kid was a member of a union out there, you know? And
does he have a history of mental illness?
Yeah.
You know, has he ever been Baker acted?
And by the way, even if he has been, this is, Roger may use it. I'm not saying Roger's, I wouldn't use it as an excuse. So, by the way, Dean, I would love to have you come on the air to talk about a lot of these. He won't come on because he thinks we're going to talk about Lenny Curry and JEA. But anyway,
For it to be pre-recorded.
Yeah, they all want to pre. All I'm saying is, I would have preferred more of a Trump approach on this, by saying, "Hey, the line's got to be drawn." Listen, if I want to hear that message, I'll go to my church on a Sunday morning, listen to my dad preach, who doesn't talk like that. I'm just saying, I understand where he's coming from, and they should be outraged. But there's a way of doing it without sounding like it's prearranged and pre-scripted. Do you ever see Trump? Listen, Mayor Linda Curry isn't prescripted. He just came out and says, listen, I call the people.
Obama was prescripted and has gone down in history as one of the best orators in American history. So,
I wouldn't put these two in the same class, okay?
What's he supposed to do? I mean, come on.
Roger, there's a way of approaching. Can you imagine if I came on every morning? The line's got to be drawn in the sand. No. Just talk plain. I even have Christian people that were emailing us. You know what? We love the way Trump spoke because it's originated. It sounds like it's not scripted. All I'm saying is, Dean, people are watching this on the news. For crying out loud, you don't need to sound like the line's got to be drawn and everything's going to be blurred. I think you should have come out and just said, hey, listen, what these guys did was wrong. And why do we have a
these guys.
This guy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we appreciate our Democrat friends. And if the shoe was on the other foot, you know, I mean, I would have liked more of a plain, I'm just saying, relation would have been more plainly spoken out there. But some people, and he did approach some things that I totally agree with. I'm just asking some questions. If people were getting run over, where was the attempted murder?
Yeah, that's a big question that I think is probably the most important question we do not have an answer to.
And I'm just saying, Dean, let me take a page from Michelle Obama. When they go low, I go high. No, I want to sometimes, you know, kick them in the gut. But having said that, I'm just saying some Democrats campaign, they use it. I'm just saying that was what caught the attention. I had a couple of my friends go, hey, man, we've given to the party, but can't give money to the GOP. And I'm just saying the accusations could be that he's using a tragedy for raising campaign funds. And some of them are just like they thought that was a little bit there. But, like Dean. By the way, Dean's doing a good job for the party, man. He's out there fundraising.
Right.
I'm just saying when it comes to approach, please, we don't need to sound like William F. Buckley, like we're trying to use 12th grade language to speak to people. Just a little bit of Trumpism would have been fine.
Well, I've been criticized for giving people too much of a benefit of a doubt, but I'm thinking that maybe he was concerned that after this incident, volunteerism would go down. People would
it's going to go up.
He needs the people and the resources to help take.
No, Roger, they just raised $100,000. Resources, that it doesn't take a lot of money. If resources being paid, these are people volunteering. So, and they're not going to. In fact, I think they're going to get more money. Okay. They're going to get more money on this. So I'm just saying the appearances. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
So I'm trying to be a little pure here. 904-8, am I wrong or right on this? I'm just saying. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Our good buddy, a man who doesn't need to be scripted, and he isn't, Rory Diamond.
Okay.
I love Rory. Coming up, all this right here. Ed Dean. Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
95 southbound, right before University. The right lane is still blocked, so add about 5 minutes. That's 95 southbound, right before University. And King Parkway northbound, between Main Street, traffic is finally starting to move, so only add about 2 minutes now. That's King Parkway northbound between Main Street. And if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today, sunshine mixed with clouds and a high of 85. Partly cloudy this evening with a low of 63. Currently, 68 degrees.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
We know you've been planning for Valentine's Day for weeks. What, you haven't? Walgreens has you covered with everything you need to say Happy Valentine's Day in no time. Say, I love you, with the perfect Hallmark card. Say, you're my sweetheart, with the perfect box of chocolates. Or say, you make every day special with your Valentine's favorite fragrance. So head to a Walgreens only minutes away and get sweet gifts in a heartbeat. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card through February 14th. Select fragrances are 20% off and select premium chocolates are 2 for $8.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 14th and Saturday, February 15th at 8 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents a romantic Valentine at the Jacoby Symphony Hall. Saturday, February 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A moment of silence for Florida schools. It's making its way through the Florida legislature. A small business survey says the only Democrat that could beat President Trump in November is former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. And the U.S. Attorney General announces a slew of additional sanctions on local and state governments that obstruct federal immigration laws.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The Attorney General Bill Barr says that the so-called, that's how the media calls it, so-called, but anyway, the sanctuary cities that protect illegal aliens, he says, are jeopardizing domestic security, and he's announcing a boatload of additional sanctions against some of these local and state governments that he says that obstruct lawful functioning of our nation's immigration system out there. He says all of these criminals that show up and now are getting sanctuary cities, and now it's, he says, since many of these cities are not abiding by federal law, Roger, they're going to have to go to the courts.
Yeah. You know, I liked Trump's proposal he made during the State of the Union address where, you know, if an American citizen is victimized by an illegal immigrant in a sanctuary
yeah.
area, can sue that city.
Yeah.
And maybe take it out of their federal funding. That way they don't have to have a collections issue.
Does anybody have this clip? Oh, we have them all. Let's go back. April of 2017, Mike Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, was asked about, because, you know, he's becoming more leftist now. Because he's running for mayor.
It's difficult to pinpoint
for president. I'm
he's
sorry.
Been a Republican. He's been an independent. Now he's a Democrat. What is this
He's
guy?
A political crossdresser, I guess you could say.
Okay.
This is what he said about sanctuary cities. Clip number 12. Well, hold on. Wait, is that the same clip?
What would you do about this issue of sanctuary cities, about the cities that are saying we're not going to enforce federal laws?
You cannot, Steve, have everybody deciding which laws they should obey. The law is the law. You should obey the law, and if you don't like the law, get your legislative body to change the law. But society breaks down if we can all decide what's right and what's wrong. Can't do that. We have a system of laws. Have to live with it.
So I guess he's saying that sanctuary cities are wrong. So is that going to come back to bite him in the rear end, too?
You know what? I don't know. I think it's something that resonates with people. You know, the president made a very good case. A lot of these people who are coming into the country illegally and being allowed back onto the streets have a serious, violent criminal history. Not all of them, but many of them do.
Let me ask this question. I know the Democrats, of course, health care is the biggest issue. Second is most of the polls, of course, is, quote, climate change. Then the economy ranks down, whatever. On the Republicans, even in the state of Florida, it's health care, which is still it should be a popular issue.
Mm-hmm. We have a big elderly retirement community.
But the second issue is immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, as of right now, how does this be portrayed into a bigger issue down the road? Trump's going to make it a big issue, but does it really become that top tier of an issue? Not just in Florida, but many other states.
I would love to see some of the details of our immigration concern for Florida, because this is a big immigration state, especially in the southern part of the state.
It's 55 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
I-10 eastbound between 295 and 95. There's stop-and-go traffic, as always, an extra 16 minutes. And 95 northbound between 295 and Emerson Street at about 10 minutes. That's 95 northbound between 295 and Emerson Street. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, sunshine mixed with clouds and a high of 85. Partly cloudy this evening with a low of 63. Currently, 68 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Amazon wants to question President Trump and Defense Secretary Esper. Xerox to raise its offer for HP. And Pennsylvania suing e-cigarette maker Juul. Those stories next. In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East, the 2020 presidential impeachment, and election. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco has helped thousands of investors safeguard their retirement, especially in times of uncertainty. In fact, if you call 855-971-2006. Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin. And all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin. That's 855-971-2006. Amazon is suing the Pentagon over a $10 billion military contract bid that it lost, and now they want President Trump and Defense Secretary Esper to be questioned over the tech company's losing bid in a federal court filing. And Jeff Bezos has a well-documented personal animus towards the president, witness the coverage of The Washington Post. Microsoft, by the way, was awarded that $10 billion contract. Xerox says it will raise its offer for computer and printer maker HP to nearly $35 billion after a lower bid was rejected. Both companies have struggled with lower demand for printed documents and ink. Pennsylvania is suing e-cigarette maker Juul over its product's marketing and sales to teenagers. The state wants to halt Juul's e-cigarette sales and force the company to change its business model. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian health care sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, former federal prosecutor, also worked in the W administration, now is a city councilman. Right now, he's probably the, I'm trying to get you that number, second most powerful guy in the city of Jacksonville, being on that board. We'll get to that coming up. Rory Diamond's going to join us. Does the state of Florida need to mandate, not action, but a mandate for a moment of silence in the state of Florida? And also, are you ready for this? Should you have to have a marriage hand guidebook before you're able to get a marriage license? Some people say yes in the state of Florida also. Democrats are ticked off because of all the pages that you have to sign up just to get welfare. They think it should be less. Wow, welcome to my field here. Less regulations, they're angry. We'll play all those clips coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.